T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to The Strike Zone on KMOX. Presented by Graybar. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
A Graybar Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. It is The Strike Zone. We're going to be joined by Kerrick Jackson, the new Missouri baseball coach, here in just a moment or so. He was announced as the new coach just a few days ago. He's a St. Louis guy, and it's a really exciting opportunity for him. In fact, Coach Jackson joins us right now on the Quiver River Electric guest line. Coach, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm living the dream.
What's this last handful of days been like since you found out that you were going to be the next baseball coach at the University of Missouri?
I'm still trying to put my feet on the ground. It's been tremendous. With the support that is out there, you know, hearing from alums, hearing from people that were here when we were back in 2015, that are glad to see us back and welcoming us back, and it's been outstanding, and words can't express.
Coach, let me ask you kind of the tough question first, because the elephant in the room here is Missouri baseball has not been especially good recently, and there's no league that is tougher to build back up than the SEC. What's the plan to not just be relevant, but be a team that is competing at the highest level, playing in the best conference in the nation?
Mentality and culture. Getting us back to getting our kids to understand what it takes to be successful, getting our kids to have that chip on their shoulder and have that just the fight and that grit to put us in a position to go out and be successful. I think the one thing that we know when you talk about this league and being one of the best leagues, if not arguably the best league in college baseball, but baseball is a game where you have to go out and execute against the game itself. Does the other guy on the other bump matter? Yes. When you got Skeens out there throwing 199 to 102, he's a difference maker, right? He changes it. When you got guys, you know, hitting 20 home runs, they're difference makers. But we all know that if you play the game the right way, you can eliminate difference makers from being part of the equation. So I think we just have to get to that standpoint of understanding, let's go out and play the game against the game itself, and execute on our side how we need to execute things, and everything will fall in place the way we want it to.
I don't want to bemoan a point, but this is a league. I look at this league and I see a program like Mississippi State or a program like Ole Miss. Those are blue blood type college baseball programs, and they don't even qualify for the conference tournament this year. So this is everything you say is wonderful, and I think Missouri fans should be excited about it. But at the same time, this is a challenge in front of you.
Oh, it's a huge challenge. But like you just said, you're talking about the teams that finished 13th. And 14th in the league, and Missouri was in the conference tournament and they weren't. So there, right there, shows you the parity, right? Mm-hmm. And when we talk about the things that are necessary, it's no argument that Mississippi State has the best college baseball facility in the country. No question. They've not made the conference tournament the last 2 years in a row. So again, the fact that Missouri was in the tournament and these teams weren't in the tournament, again, we have to find a level of consistency, and once we get to that level of consistency, we maintain that and put ourselves in a position, when you're in the best league in the country, that now you don't have to win this league to go on and put yourself in a position to play in a regional, which gives you an opportunity to go to Omaha because the league is so good. So do we find that sweet spot where we finish where we need to finish that puts us in a position to be in a regional every year? And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Nobody really cares where you finish in the conference as long as that finish allows you to be playing the weekend after your conference tournament.
There's been a lot made of the facilities. How much was that part of your conversation as you were going through this job and just the improvements that you would like to see for this program?
It wasn't, to be honest with you. And the reason why it wasn't is you can have the nicest house on the block, but if the people inside the house aren't great, then what difference does it make what your house looks like? We need great people in the program that live in the house, that understand the mission and can go out and get it accomplished. Again, like we just talked about, right? Mississippi State, arguably the best college facility in the nation. They finished outside looking in the last 2 years in a row. So if facilities was the key to success, they wouldn't be at the bottom.
You are very familiar with what's going on in this part of the country, not just being from here, but I know at one point you were working as a scout and you were covering Missouri and Kansas and Arkansas and Iowa and Nebraska. I know you'll reach all over the country. You'll go south being in the SEC. But can you talk a little bit about the level of baseball talent in the states that in Missouri and the states that touch Missouri and how important it is to get the best of the best from this region?
Oh, no question. I think that's got to be the first mission, is that we lock down the state and that the best kids from the state, they have to bypass us before they decide to go someplace else. And when we put ourselves in a position where I know that we're going to be, this becomes the number one option. And we don't lose our better kids to out-of-state teams, specifically those kids going to other SEC teams. You know, that's something for me that can't happen. And we got to do our best and put ourselves in a position to do that. But then, like you said, when you look outside the state of Missouri, and specifically when you talk about going north and giving those kids an opportunity to come and play south, and you do have good Big Ten baseball up there, but when you can give those kids there in the north an opportunity to come and play at Missouri, which they consider to be south, as well as playing in the best baseball conference in the country, it's a win-win for those kids. And so now we have to be very active in attracting those kids and bringing those kids into our system.
All right, so you said the facility is not a big part of the conversation. What about NIL and just getting support and, you know, financial support and boosters being involved and everything that goes on in this new world of college athletics? Was that part of the conversation for you?
It was, and all those boxes were checked, right? We are in that environment where the landscape of college athletics has changed, and those are things that are necessary to put you in a position specifically, not just in baseball, but in all sports in college athletics at this point. So those are questions that were answered, that I felt very comfortable with the direction that we're heading as a department. And then when you look at Desiree hates to lose. And so you can't ask for anything more than a leader that has the same passion that you do about hating to lose. Not loving to win, but hating to lose, because then you know you're going to have all the support that you need to put you in a position to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Kind of a sidebar, but NIL is so new, and really over the last few weeks, I've just read a few stories about some of these NIL deals for players across the country maybe not coming through, and young 18 to 22-year-olds not completely knowing what to do and, you know, making sure you're signing on the dotted line, and there's a lot of money being thrown around, and maybe that's going to bust a little bit. Are we still in this period where we really don't know what NIL is going to look like in the long term?
I think we're still there a little bit. And I think you also got to realize, too, that as anything in life, there's always three sides to every story: his, hers, and the truth. So some of the things that we hear floating out there about how large some of these deals are, they're just not true. But I think they get fabricated, because then now that is the recruiting advantage from school X to school Y. And so if you can say, hey, we gave Johnny, offered him $1 million NIL deal, well, then now somebody else says, oh, well, if he got that, then we have to offer him $1.5 million. So, this thing has taken on a life of itself, and it is where we are at this point in college athletics. So we all have to adjust and adapt to it. And make it the best situation, so we don't put kids in a position where they feel entitled to it, but understand the landscape of it and work accordingly.
You're a St. Louis guy, Kirkwood, St. Louis Community College, Merrimack. Is there a St. Louis individual that reached out to you after you got the job that maybe meant that much more?
You know, I think when you talk about some of our alums that are from that St. Louis area, and guys that I've known for a long time, and coaches that I had, it's just this mass amount of communication. I mean, I'm sitting here right now still after 4 days with 300 unread text messages. And many people have told me, don't worry about responding, but I'm not that guy. If you're going to take the time to reach out and call, I should take the time to respond and say thank you. So it's been this overwhelming amount of support and congratulations. And I know based on that as well, when you look at the alums, it's not just going to be congratulations. These guys are hungry. They want us to be back where we should be, and we're going to get there.
New Missouri baseball coach Kerrick Jackson continuing to join us here on KMOX. St. Louis clearly has amazing baseball fans with the Cardinals. Kansas City has great baseball fans with the Royals. People from St. Louis and Kansas City travel to Columbia all the time for football and for basketball. What's the how do you get, because there's not a that doesn't happen as much with baseball, and college baseball is a little bit different, but what do you do to get the metropolitan areas in the state to get more interested and involved in what's going on with Missouri baseball?
Win. Give them a reason. I think what we know about Missouri fans is they're passionate about what belongs to Missouri. When we had the Rams, St. Louis people were excited about the Rams. The Rams left. Now the state of Missouri became Chiefs fans, right? And so when it's successful, people in this state will support success. And there's people out there that this they know this is the flagship university of the state of Missouri. They do support it, and they have supported basketball and football. So now all we have to do is put them in a position and give them something to be excited about on the baseball field. And because this is a baseball state, we will get that support. There's no doubt in my mind.
I know it's been a little while, but you've got experience coaching at the JUCO level. You've got experience with summer collegiate leagues, which are oh so important. Do you have connections and contacts that are going to help you here in the very near term as you're putting together not just a roster for years to come, but a roster for next year as well?
Oh, without a doubt. I've already, as soon as this went down, it was funny because there were some of these guys that I was talking to them right before it happened, and then it happened, and they were like, hey, man, we were just talking a day ago. You didn't say anything? I was like, couldn't. So they're excited about it. They know what this place means to me, and they know that we're going to get this thing going in the right direction. The one thing you know about people is they want to be supportive of something that's going to be successful, and they want to let everybody know that they were part of that success story. So I think being able to have these player recommendations from all over the place, from junior colleges and, you know, scouts that are seeing guys out and high school coaches, we've had a bunch of those already, and they're going to continue to come in, and that's what's going to allow us to build this thing.
When you're putting together your coaching staff, is it an idea? Do you have an idea of what you want to do when you're reaching out, or is it more listening to the people who are reaching out to you?
No, there's guys that I want to bring on and put in place here. And, you know, one of those guys that I'm bringing back and looking forward to bringing back is Coach Jamison. You know, he's going to come back with me and be a part of this. And I took him with me down to Memphis, and looking forward to having him on board here. And then we're together. We'll look at different pieces, and we have some targets that we want to look at to fill out the coaching staff. But he's a big key piece to what it is that we're going to do when you look at what he's done in his career with developing pitchers specifically. But for me, to help me develop and grow and be the best coach that I can be. So he has multi-value, if you will, when it comes to that.
So that's Tim Jamison, former head coach, coming back to Missouri. You got that right?
You got that right.
I don't know if that's been reported. Are we breaking a little news here on KMOX?
We're breaking a little news.
All right. We like that's he did an incredible job. You think about what he did in the Big 12 years. That's huge for this program, and that's very cool that he's going to return in that role. So I appreciate you sharing that information with us. Coach, this was a really enjoyable conversation. Hopefully we can catch up with you as we move forward. But congratulations on this job. Thank you so much for the time, and we're so excited to see what's going to happen with Missouri baseball under your watch.
Thank you.
All right, very good. That's Kerrick Jackson, the new head coach of the University of Missouri baseball team. We will take a break, come back, and we are going to talk a little bit about the Cincinnati Reds. By the way, you know what? You know what? I think I'm going to do this right here because we're talking college baseball. Can we, in retrospect, say that was building the future? Yeah. Coach Jackson's building the future of Missouri baseball. It's sponsored by Graybar, your distributor for electrical and data communication needs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.